Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.com.
Welcome to the Splendid Speaking podcast. My name's Pete Travis, and this week we're listening to Vukaseva. A reminder that the transcript for the most recent podcast, along with comprehension questions, are sent to subscribers of our mailing list when the podcast is published each week and remains available for 7 days from the date of publication. You can sign up to the newsletter from www.splendidspeaking.com. Vukaseva is preparing for the CPE, Certificate of Proficiency in English examination, and we decided to practice giving a short talk with the focus on expressing and justifying an opinion. Shortly before the interview in Skype, Vukaseva was sent the following question. Talk about the importance of maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Vukaseva was told she could include any of the following issues if she wished. Food, exercise, costs to society. As you listen, decide how well Vukaseva expresses her opinion and whether she gives appropriate examples to back up her views. Is her talk delivered clearly and within the 2-minute time limit? If you have access to the transcript, listen a second time and answer the comprehension questions. Finally, make a note of Vukaseva's use of English, which we'll look at in the feedback session. Let's listen to Vukaseva.
Okay, then. So, Pete, you have asked me what is the importance of maintaining a healthy lifestyle. In my personal opinion, I think this is a really important thing to do, especially in this nowadays, when a person, I think, it's more, it's much more maybe educated or maybe much more informed about what is that doing good or wrong to your body, because in a way that relates also with your mental health. So now, how is all this together connected? First of all, yes, we can say that by eating the various food, we can prolong our life, that we can improve our lifestyle, that we can feel, after all, that we can feel better. Of course, that it's very well known that, for example, that a fish is much better than meat. When it comes to all these vitamins and minerals that your body needs, and that also helps brain to function better. Now, another issue is also raised here, and this is about the exercise. How we can improve our lifestyle apart from taking care of our nutrition. Well, to take up some exercise, it's really good idea. Now, the only problem is whether the person has enough time to go to all these gymnastics exercise. I have a kind of block. Well, I mean, to do the exercise, it's I mean, as I said, very, very, very good decision. The only problem is the lack of time. What we can do, we can also spend a lot of time, I mean, spend a lot of money by paying for registration, for using this exercise equipment, while at the other side we can just do a couple of runs when we have a time and still feel okay.
First of all, I'd like to thank Vukaseva for taking part in this Skype interview. You can comment on her talk at the Splendid Speaking website. Time for some feedback. This was a good attempt at the question, and for the majority of the talk, Vukaseva was able to express herself clearly, coherently, and fluently. She began her talk by paraphrasing the question.
Okay, then. So, Pete, you have asked me what is the importance of maintaining a healthy lifestyle.
If you have no time to prepare a talk, doing this can certainly help you to get started and buys you a little time to think about what you're going to say. Vukaseva used several expressions which showed she was attempting to organize her thoughts and which, for the listener, acted as useful signposts.
In my personal opinion, so now how is all this together connected? First of all, yes, we can say now another issue is also raised here.
During the first half of her talk, Vukaseva gave her opinion of the importance of eating healthily and listed a number of examples to justify her views.
First of all, yes, we can say that by eating the various food, we can prolong our life, that we can improve our lifestyle, that we can feel, after all, that we can feel better.
During the second half of the talk, Vukaseva suffered the dreaded mental block and was unable to think of the word she needed.
Now the only problem is whether the person has enough time to go to all these gymnastics exercise. I have a kind of block.
The word she was looking for was, of course, gym or gymnasium. Should she find herself in a similar situation again, Vukaseva could try describing the word she's having problems remembering. For example, in this instance, she could have said something like, "The place you go to do exercise." Finally, listen to the following extracts from Vukaseva's talk. Can you spot the mistakes in each one?
When a person, I think it's more, it's much more maybe educated. When a person, I think it's more, it's much more maybe educated.
There are two subjects here, person and it. So not it's more, but is more.
About what is that doing good or wrong to your body? About what is that doing good or wrong to your body?
This would be better expressed as about what is healthy or harmful for your body, or about what's good or not good for you.
Because in a way that relates also with your mental health. Because in a way that relates also with your mental health.
This is a pronunciation error. It should of course be way and with. Vukaseva is aware of this problem and is taking steps to improve her pronunciation of words beginning with W. We would also say relate to rather than relate with.
And this is about the exercise. And this is about the exercise.
The mistake here is in the use of the. Exercise here has a general meaning and does not take the definite article.
While at the other side we can just do a couple of runs. While at the other side we can just do a couple of runs.
Rather than at the other side, more natural would be on the other hand or alternatively. Okay, that's the end of this podcast. Once again, many thanks to Vukaseva. Until next week, it's bye from me, Pete Travis. Bye-bye. Do you feel you could do with a little more help to present yourself when using English? For example, in an advanced English exam, at a job interview, a networking event or a party? Do you want to make more of an impact when you have to speak at length in English? For example, when giving a formal presentation or making a spontaneous talk at work or at university? If so, then find out more about the exciting new product from Flojo called Splendid Speaking. Visit us at www.splendidspeaking.com.